22-year-old Jamie Johnson had plans to graduate this spring from Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University alongside his sister. But in December, he was killed by police officers doing a traffic stop in Jacksonville. His family is demanding more answers, and some lawmakers joined that call at the Capitol Thursday. I'm Blaze Ganey.
My name is Kimberly Austin. I'm Jamie Johnson's mother. And there are no words to describe how I'm feeling. Jamie was my youngest son, 22. I had just spoken with Jamie earlier before this happened.
Austin says when she spoke to her son, it was the usual call.
He was just calling like he always do, you know, seeing how I'm doing, see what's going on and stuff like that.
Johnson was killed later that day by Officer Josue Garriga during a traffic stop in Jacksonville. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office quickly convened a press conference led by Chief of Investigations T.K. Waters.
When the vehicle came to an abrupt stop, Garriga fired his service weapon four times, striking the suspect, where he was transported to a local hospital, and he has since been pronounced deceased.
Garriga had less than 2 years on the job at JSO, but it wasn't his first officer-involved shooting. In 2015, he worked for Putnam County Sheriff's Office and took part in a drug sting that left a man dead. Johnson's father, Harvey Johnson, doesn't believe JSO's account, nor does he like the way the office is handling the case.
The way that JSO is not answering any questions, not coming forth with any type of narrative that we can believe, other than to say, well, Jamie was reaching for a gun.
The same day as the shooting, a picture by the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office Twitter page was uploaded showing the gun in the passenger seat, easily accessible to a driver. But Johnson says the picture is bogus. It's not illegal to carry guns in cars, loaded or not, and no type of permit is required. The only requirement is that the gun be securely encased or not readily accessible for immediate use. Johnson takes issue with the photo police released.
What I was upset about JSO, they put this out in the media. They put a picture of a gun, which was his gun, with extended barrel on it, as far as I know. But like this, we asked the state attorney, was it found right there? No, it wasn't there. So you was setting the stage, this was a thug, this was a criminal, he was doing something illicit. That's why he had this gun with this extended magazine.
He says JSO hasn't been much of a help since day one.
I found out what happened to my son off of Facebook.
Johnson now believes JSO is trying to close the case.
They called us a couple of weeks ago, told us if we didn't come up with any witnesses, they would be closing the case. I want to know why we, as the family, need to come up with witnesses for the state. I thought it was their job to go out and find witnesses.
The one witness JSO had was later discredited by the state attorney's office.
They said they talked to one young lady that night that was taking her groceries out of the car. State attorney said she didn't seem credible. You know, my understanding, what's credible? To me, the officer ain't credible. You know, he has a history of killing. So why would he be more credible than the next person?
The day after the shooting took place, FAMU alum and Leon County Democrat Representative Ramon Alexander asked for the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to take action. Today, 6 weeks later, he did the same.
We are requesting an independent investigation from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And we also want to get access to the tapes, unedited. And let's be clear, unedited access to the tapes.
Windermere Democrat Representative Geraldine Thompson likens the case to history repeating itself.
This reminds me of 2015 when Corey Jones, a musician, was leaving a performance and had problems with his car. His car broke down on the side of the road in Palm Beach Gardens. He was approached by a plainclothes officer.
Jones, a 31-year-old black man, was shot to death by that officer. Law enforcement initially determined there was no need for investigation, but later charged the officer with manslaughter and he was convicted. That case inspired Thompson to sponsor a law to help out in these situations.
The Department of Law Enforcement shall, with the agreement of the head of the local law enforcement agency, investigate all use of force incidents that occur within the state and that result in death or serious bodily injury.
Thompson wants Jacksonville Sheriff's Office to work with FDLE and provide the family answers to what happened.
It's been about 6 weeks, and I still don't know originally what happened, why they stopped him, or anything. To this day, JSO has never contacted me since he was driving my vehicle, and it's hard for me to do anything not knowing what happened to my child.
Lawmakers and family members are hoping JSO and FDLE will work together to give the family members of Jamie Johnson the answers to what happened on that Sunday afternoon.